This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Brudge
and Christine Wong.
It's 12:40 here in the studio. Of course, we're asking you a question. It's about slacking. And what is your initial approach to working with a slacker? Do let us know. We have a poll running over on Twitter. Question over on Instagram, and you can get in touch via WhatsApp, as you all know how to do by now. Before we get to some of the responses, though, we're going to have a quick update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arvind.
So it is up by 0.28% at 1,587 points. Active stocks are Lambo Group, Ucrest, and Kanga International. The ringgit is at 4.13 against the US dollar. It is at 3.20 against the Aussie dollar and 3.09 against the Sing dollar.
Interesting stuff. Over to Chris. What have we got over on Instagram right now?
So on Instagram, we've got a couple of comments as well. C_Pi27 says, have to cover their Slack because it affects the operation. Mm-hmm. And Stephen HSL says that they would feedback to their boss about what is happening.
Of?
So over on Twitter, the numbers are at 45.1% for communicate directly, 16.7% escalate to supervisor or HR, 10.4% pick up their Slack, and 27.8% saying that they're the slacker.
My, my, my. That's an interesting set of numbers there. Mm-hmm. Keep them coming in, folks. If you want to vote, we've got quite a while yet, around 20 minutes if you want to take part in the poll. Same over on Instagram. Now, moving on to our second story. This is something really interesting I read about this morning. And it's not something I've really thought about, but it's about the bus operators, you know, the long-distance bus operators.
Yeah.
Now, it turns out that some express bus operators have found a way to start to stay afloat during the pandemic by offering courier services for delivering goods.
Mm.
I'm not sure about there must be a legal grey area here somewhere, but this is the story that I picked up from the NST. So with the interstate ban having resumed earlier this year and a blanket ban on travel over the Hari Raya season, bus operators saw a 60 to 70% drop in revenue, with some experiencing up to a 90% drop in ticket sales. So pivot time, obviously. An intercity express bus operator, who declined to be named, has said that the company has been offering courier services since last year. And here's a quote. Normally, we schedule 4 to 5 trips nationwide each day. Since the beginning of the pandemic, we could schedule only 2 trips each day. Sometimes the buses run on not even half their passenger capacity. He went on to say that the situation picked up when the RMCO was in place and interstate travel was allowed again. And at that time, he said the company experienced a 60 to 70% drop in ticket sales. Quote, at most, we could get around 20 passengers, but days before the third MCO, we ferried only 8 passengers and on a good day, maybe 10. So looking at the situation now, especially with the interstate travel ban reinstated, they decided to ramp up their courier services. And he said the charges range from 30 ringgit to 210 ringgit for an item, depending on the size and the weight. And this is where it gets interesting. We even couriered motorcycles with or without the owner, but the charges vary depending on the situation. Quote, if a passenger wants to buy a ticket and take along his bike during the trip, we'll charge for the courier service as well as a seat ticket, which will come to around 180 ringgit on average. But if they just want to send the motorcycle, they'll charge around 210. Ringgit. And he went on to say that during Hari Raya, the firm received lots of bookings to send Hari Raya cookies all over the country.
Mm.
And checks at the bus station showed that some people were waiting for their goods to arrive via buses and fewer than 10 people waiting for their hometown-bound buses. Few ticket counters were closed. This is an interesting pivot.
Mm.
And in a way of keeping some of these bus companies afloat, I don't know about it, though. I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
So when you first said that they're getting into this scene, I thought you meant like doing logistics for e-commerce platforms and stuff. So like Shopee or Lazada.
Right.
Or even
what I thought too.
Yeah, so they were like bundling, you know, all these packages, because that's the one thing that has like skyrocketed over the last year, right? Like, you know, online deliveries and online purchases. So I thought they were helping out with logistics work. But you're saying that courier work as in
delivering Kway Raya and Baju Raya and motorcycles and stuff during the
so like ferrying large goods from one state to another state.
Well,
that is interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
I think it's good. I mean, I think whatever creative pivots that, you know, a lot of these operators can do is great.
I mean, it's interesting that they go on to say that, you know, it makes them happy because everybody is suffering by not being able to balik kampung this year, you know. And this is a way of them helping to make people feel a little bit better by delivering the kue that normally they would get. And
yeah. You know, if the people can't come, then the kues can.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and like people are looking for any way they can to get stuff across the borders and things like that, right? But so they're not working with any major courier service. They're doing this completely independent by themselves.
I'd imagine it's literally the passengers rocking up to the bus station and say, hey, you're going to my hometown, you know, and I know you stop at this particular place. Could I pay you some extra cash to take this quay or whatever, my motorcycle, to this person?
Oh, that makes, you know why it makes so much more sense? Because if you use the ride-hailing services, then they charge like, I mean, their fees are going to be a lot more than sort of like bundling it with, let's say, buses who are taking like large cargo and a lot of things at a time, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, this is like a whole other sector that that they've sort of figured out.
Smart, right? Anyway, that was story number two. Let us know what you think about that one as well. We're going to take a short break, but of course, we are asking you a question of what is your initial approach to working with a slacker? Vote on the poll over on Twitter if you'd like to. Answer it over on Instagram and send us a message if you want to on WhatsApp. 018-789-8899 from buses to cars, you might think, here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.